Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We refer to the area east of the Cascades as the Inland Empire. We consider that going all the way over to Montana. And when I fly home, I can usually look out the window and kind of see where I am just by the geography and know and understand the terrain. But I know this, it takes a long time to fly over the state of Montana. It takes about an hour to fly over the state of Montana, maybe a little bit more or less, depending on what's happening. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because this cohesive region, as Mr. Tuss was mentioning, is also a healthcare delivery system. There aren't flights. There aren't, to these rural communities, enough flights. And yet the region has to cohesively operate economically for healthcare, for tourism, all of these issues that allow us to be an agriculture footprint, to be obviously a home to many of the things that Mr. Tuss mentioned. So to follow up on on Senator Tester's question, when I look at this, you released three criteria in evaluating February 2021 to reestablish long-distance service. The criteria includes public health, current performance, and future demands. So the concerns about the latter two criteria intentionally establishes, in my mind, an elevated bar for fewer scheduling options and difficulty if you're at this ridership level that may not meet that criteria. So if a route fails to meet that criteria by February of next year, basically you've said you will not restore services until 2022 at the earliest. And obviously, you know, I can't tell you how much taking this position as the ranking member, one of the first things that was clear to me is that the chairman's point about Amtrak service to the Gulf should be a high priority. But that's because we value it so much in the Pacific Northwest. So the Starlight and the Empire Builder both. So we appreciate it. So what kind of commitment can you make to us today on making sure that these services in Montana, as you heard Mr. Tuss, people are traveling to hospitals. They're just, the region is a region, and the Amtrak service is a lifeline of that region. And so when you cut those services, you're basically undermining that entire delivery system. So what can you tell us about that as it relates to the ridership if it's not there?
Thank you, Senator. I think certainly Mr. Tuss made some very compelling points, and he made an economic point that with some level of investment in operating Amtrak has a multiple effect on what the impact is in the economy and, as you point out, in society, ultimately even in healthcare delivery. So the three criteria we are certainly going to be looking at, and you've spoken to them, of course, the state of the pandemic, and right now we're seeing rising cases again, and it's very hard to predict what that will look like going forward, the state of Amtrak, and I'll come back to that in a moment. But in terms of looking at level of ridership, we also want to have some perspective on what does demand look like. And so we've said that we'll continually evaluate the services, and that by February we'll need to make a decision for restoration in the late May to June timeframe, because it's going to take that amount of time to requalify crews, put together the rolling stock equipment, the consist, et cetera. The number that we're looking for is to just understand in February and through the months leading up to February, what do forward bookings look like in June? And not forward bookings for some hypothetical 7-day service, but forward bookings to the three-day level of service that we had. It's not a perfect science, and then Senator Tester.
Sorry to interrupt. I just see my clock ticking down here. The point is, are you saying you're going to make a decision in February of next year and that'll be a final decision to an entire next year on whether this service that was just cut is going to be restored? And so, because if it is, and then you're going to base that on some ridership while we're still in the middle of the pandemic, that seems like a pretty hefty penalty to pay for those communities not to have that additional service.
we're going to evaluate the services, and we do on an ongoing basis. We pointed to February for a June startup because as we go to recover, it's probably a 90-day period of time if we made it in December.
So that wouldn't be a final decision you would
make? It wouldn't be a final forever decision. I'm sorry, I didn't answer you clearly.
Okay, I just want to be clear that if you make some decision in February, it is not going to be for another entire year.
That's not our intention, Senator.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator